Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to each and every one of you. My name is Master Melva Inkeri, and I'm very honored to be a disciple, worldwide representative, and a divine endowed channel of Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to each of you to this live chanting session on Dr. and Master Sha's Soul Healing Miracles chanting channel. I welcome each of you watching this live on tv.drsha.com, as well as all of you who are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. You can place comments on Blog Talk Radio and I will answer them. And here on the channel, you can chat and I will respond. It'll be more of a verbal response rather than written response, because you don't really want me to spend the time writing the replies, because that would take much, much longer. But on Blog Talk Radio, I will write replies. So, it is Thursday. It's the second last day of our theme of living with the Tao, following nature's way. And this week the theme has been to follow nature's way in the season of this time of the year. It's one of the best vehicles to align yourself to follow nature's way. Then you also follow the way of all the plants, all the animals, all of nature. Which some of you would have just been doing with beautiful, beloved Master Robin and May. So Tao is the way of all life. Tao is the universal principles and laws. This is why it's important to follow nature's way, because then you follow all of the universal laws and principles. If you go against them, it is like hitting your head against the brick wall. So in yesterday's practice, yesterday's session, we had some homework. One was, do you remember? Have you done this? One was to do soul communication with the soul of your finances. So I'm curious to hear how many of you did this, because it can be incredibly enlightening. Because in our practice we had... we did a practice and we did a message from or on what you need to release, what you need to let go of in regards to transforming your finances. So all of this is linked. So I'm very, very curious to hear who did the exercise and what was the message you received. Because this can be very, very powerful, very, very significant and pertinent. So I look forward to reading those and seeing your replies on this. This can be very rich material for us to work with. Good morning, Francis Anne, and welcome. Thank you for your welcome. Thank you for being here. So while we wait to hear, if for those of you who have experiences from the homework, we'll wait for that. In the meanwhile, we'll connect with heaven and the soul world. So stretch your body first, however you need to, just to check in with your body. How does it feel at the end of your day, at the beginning of your day? Or if you're halfway through your day, it's also good to check, what does it feel in the middle of the day? Is it different from when you woke up? Is it different from when you went to sleep last night? One barometer for me always is the neck and shoulders to feel them. This is where so many of us carry so much tension. So offering the breath to release the muscles. The breath can always help to release the energy and matter blockages that help the muscles and the tissue on the physical level to be tight, to be tense, to be contracted. So roll your shoulders gently and just observe. You can move your back side to side. Breathing in and breathing out. Reconnecting with the body at any time of the day is an excellent practice. Soul, mind, and body. We tend to live from our mind mostly, a majority of the time. And we sometimes disconnect from here down. We're unaware of what is actually happening on the physical level with the body, let alone remembering to connect with our beloved souls. Good morning, Teresa. Welcome. Da'ai Christina. Thank you. So sit up straight. Feel your hips. Have your feet flat on the ground. Breathe in. Bring your mind, your focus into your tailbone area. Relax your feet on the ground. Relax them on the out-breath. Separate each toe. Even if you have shoes on, allow the toes to relax. And connect, there are little energy centers at the soles of your feet, just below the balls of your feet. Consciously open that and allow yourself to connect with Mother Earth. Allowing Mother Earth's chi to rise up, to nourish your body, to feed you. Wonderful, relax. Stretch your back straight. Just noticing just how in 30 seconds we can kind of like slump a little bit backwards. When we do that, it may feel nice and relaxed, but we actually bring the back out of alignment. The spine is no longer in alignment. The tailbone is already tilting inwards, and we have a curve in the lower back. So straighten this. When you straighten your back, the first soul house and the Huiyin acupuncture point will end up pointing directly downwards, directly being in alignment with Mother Earth. This will also help when you then stretch your back and your neck. It would help the Bai Hui acupuncture point on the crown of your head to align directly with heaven. If your head is tilted backwards or hanging forwards, your crown is no longer aligned with heaven. So having the Huiyin is your Mother Earth gate. The Bai Hui on the head is the heaven's gate. Having both of them in alignment with heaven and Mother Earth opens your channel. Opens your channel to heaven and Mother Earth. So consciously connect. Bring your shoulders down. Have your spine as straight as you can. Breathing all the way down to the tailbone area. Visualize the golden light coming in from every direction and filling your abdomen, creating this great, big, huge light ball. Filling, filling, filling completely your abdomen. Deeply relax into this space. Dear Divine, dear the Tao, all layers of heaven, the Source, beloved Master Shao, soul of the chanting channel, 30 trillion saints serving here, all of our spiritual fathers, mothers, teachers, and guides here in Mother Earth and in all layers of heaven, all of the Tao saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas, and saints, the Da Bei Zhou, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, all holy men and women, all holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters, kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders of each country and the land of each country, on Mother Earth at this time and beyond, all of the angel realm, all souls, lingua and calligraphies and our soul light paintings, all treasures of all humanity, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please come and join this session. Please bless every soul here in physical form as well as in soul form. Please bless the 75,676 requests made currently on the chanting channel. And all those requests yet to come. Bless every requester and every soul they are requesting for. We're deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. And now let us call all souls to come and be of service. Dear all souls in all universes, stars, moons, planets, galaxies, solar systems, in the virtual world and in the physical world, in all organizations, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Respect you. Please come and join us. Join us in this session. Come and chant with us, meditate with us, practice with us. Let us heal together, transform together. So we may connect heart to heart, soul to soul, to become the embodiments and manifestations of love, peace, and harmony in all our affairs. So all souls may join as one. So let us sing love, peace, and harmony in all three languages and then one in your chosen language. Please join me. Lula, lula, lula. Is finally rising here a little bit. in Toronto. It's a deep autumn here. It has been quite week ago, I think it was last Friday, all of a sudden autumn really arrived here, in that the heavy, you know, all day long rain arrived. The sun took longer to rise and set earlier, and now when the sun rises during this hour, it's like a surprise every time. It's so funny. Good morning, Rebecca. Welcome, Rebecca. Rebecca is with us from Texas. I'm curious what the weather is like over there. Abundance. Good morning. Welcome. Pat. Good morning. Welcome, Pat. Nisha, good morning. Good afternoon, Ilona. Thank you for your service, for being here. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Tat Jane. Okay, she says she's going to do a flow in her finances today. Great. So yes, I can see a couple of people have commented. I'm going to read those in a moment. So that was part of the homework yesterday, was to do a flow from the soul of your finances. Good morning, Teresa. Okay, so Teresa is saying, I connected with the soul of my finances and received a beautiful flow. I look forward to continuing this practice to work with my finances. Wonderful. Okay. That's wonderful. She had a beautiful flow. We don't know exactly what it was, but it was beautiful. Thank you, Teresa. Tea is said, my soul said to be patient, abundance will come. Wonderful. Yes, sometimes because we use our mind, we will our way through different aspects of life. And when we're not in alignment with our soul, that's when we have a lot of suffering at times. Because it creates disharmony between the mind and the soul. When you are more connected with your body soul or the soul of your finances, you have more chance of doing what they want you to do. Great. So, we continue to work with the beautiful Da Quan Ming. That's our working with the light, working with the source light, the highest light. Is a powerful tool. And this week, with this season, we are connecting with the light, with the highest light. Because in some countries here in Northern Hemisphere, you know, this is, we're at the beginning of October, but this is not the darkest month of the year. In many places, November is the darkest month of the year. And it's not winter yet. And it's the deepest part of autumn before winter arrives, often in November. It could be different each year, and it's different part of the planet is different, of course. But in some places, November can be the darkest month, and this is when many people suffer from depression, for example, when it is so dark. So the actual sunlight is very important for health of a human being in many ways. But what is important for us to remember, for you to remember, that it doesn't matter how dark it is outside, you can always call on the soul of the sun to come and bless you, to boost your immunity, to uplift your mood, whatever the case may be. The soul of the sun is an unconditional universal servant, and you can call on the soul of the sun any time. Isn't that just a gift? How many people don't know that? But you do. So you're very blessed. I'm very blessed for knowing this wisdom through Master Xia. Okay, so we're going to do a forgiveness practice. We're going to do a forgiveness practice with the soul of our finances, because this can help us to gain further insight what we need to release, what we need to let go of, what we need to heal, what we need to transform, and more. Okay, so we're going to use the Source Lingual Calligraphy Da Guan Ming for this. So Jenny is saying, good morning, Master Mirva and Soul Family. My finances have always been connected to the task of restoring my health of myself, of family members, and pets we have. The pets our extended family members have. Now my finances are providing me with the opportunity to develop and nourish my soul, my mind, my spirit. As I study and expand my understanding and advance my studies in the teachings of Master Xia, every day I become more and more aware that my finances have a very definite mindset as to what it is the next step in their soul journey for me, for Master Xia, for humanity and all souls in all universes. I'm honored to be a servant of the finances that are seeking love, peace and harmony for myself, for the greater good. It is my finances that have created a greater conscious awareness of their spiritual role too, that I.
Great.
Good. Okay. So, let us place your hand on the Da Guan Ming calligraphy, figure 23. If you're listening to this on the radio or you don't have a book, I'll ask the Da Guan Ming treasures bless you from my book. So place your one hand on the calligraphy and place one hand on your message center. Why on the message center? Who remembers? Because this is where our financial challenges, financial blockages manifest. It is also our forgiveness center. So if we're about to do a forgiveness practice, it's a good place to place our hands. Okay. So close your eyes. Bring your focus internal. Dear the soul, repeat after me, of the Source Lingual Calligraphy and the Source Mantra, Da Guan Ming, greatest light, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Could you please offer me blessings for my message center, for my finances? Please support, develop, bless this forgiveness practice to create maximum healing and maximum transformation in this forgiveness. Thank you so very much. Dear the soul of my finances, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. I ask for your forgiveness for all the times, all the lifetimes where I have not honored your requests, your intentions, your wish on how you want to be spent, so as to help you on your soul journey. I ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Thank you so much. Next, you're going to speak to your own soul. Dear my beloved body soul, I love you, I honor you, I appreciate you, I deeply respect you. I humbly and sincerely ask for your forgiveness for all the times where I have not honored the soul of my finances, where I have gone against your will, your desire, wish on how to spend my finances, and have been unable to progress your spiritual journey or that of my finances. I am so very sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And next we ask for forgiveness of all the souls who have suffered because of our finances. You can swap hands at any time also. Remember to straighten your back. Dear soul, mind, and body, of all the souls that my ancestors and I ever hurt, harmed, caused suffering to in any of our lifetimes together, through our thoughts, words, or actions related to our finances, related to your finances. For any time, any instance where I was not generous enough, kind enough, supportive enough, didn't have the trust or faith in you or the soul of the finances, where it caused you direct harm or neglected anyone or anything, or ignored anything or anyone that needed help financially and more. I am so very deeply sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive my ancestors. Please forgive me. I am so sorry. And then we'll chant and visualize golden light filling your message center. The Da Guan Mi, Da Guan Mi, Da Guan Mi.
Great is light. Great is light. Great is light. The Kuan Ming. The Kuan Ming. Da Quan Ming, 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 Da Quan. Da Quan Ming, 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 Da Da Quan Ming, 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 Da Quan Ming. Da Quan Ming, 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 Da Quan Ming.
Dear all the souls, repeat after me. Whoever caused hurt, harm, or suffering to my ancestors and me in any of our lifetimes, through your thoughts, words, or actions related to finances in any shape or form, please come. Open your heart and soul. Receive our forgiveness. From this moment on, you are completely free. You owe us nothing. Receive our forgiveness. Receive our love. Receive our unconditional forgiveness. Accept it. You are completely free. Let us join hearts and souls together to serve together. Let us transform everything into pure love and pure light, so we may all heal together. Thank you so very much. Continue to visualize the golden light in your message center, in the middle of your chest. Da Quan Ming, 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 Da Quan Ming. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Da Quan Ming. Thank you, the soul of our finances, our very own souls, and all the souls who came to offer and receive forgiveness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very peaceful. peaceful for me, very still. So I will offer a blessing for your message center, for your finances, to further clear the blockages that already started to release through the forgiveness and through the power of Da Guan Ming. Always remember the power of the calligraphies. It is so immense. It is so further or so far from what we can truly realize and imagine. So always remember the power of the calligraphies. Okay. So write a request on the blessing list for your finances, because this way it will stay there and all the other souls will chant for you, for your finances. Okay. So let me see. Some people have joined us while we were practicing. Good morning, Martin. Welcome back. We haven't seen you for a while. You've been busy at the gym. I know you're recorded in. Serena. Good morning, Master Neva. Happy to be here to chat with you today. So enjoy your teachings and time with you. Thank you, Serena. My honor to serve. I'm happy you're here. Oh, and Rebecca is giving a weather update. Thank you, Rebecca. Very kind of you. It was cool for about a week, and now it is warm again in the 80s and 90s Fahrenheit during the day. I love it. Wonderful. Thank you for giving me a weather update. I like to know what's going on in different parts of the world. I'm curious like that. Good morning, Shinies. She did her homework. She's such a good student. My flow told me that my finances are connected to my relationship karma. Okay. Interesting. The soul of my finances sounded like Master Maya. Oh, sweet. Thought that was weird, but interesting. Oh, it's very sweet. Master Maya is very sweet and kind and compassionate. See, your soul of your finances could be very kind and compassionate, but you may not be familiar with it. Most souls that we connect with, they are much more loving and much more compassionate and kinder than we imagine them to be. So the soul of our finances could actually be much kinder on us than we are on them or have been. So I'm not surprised. So therefore, Shanice, if you do this kind of forgiveness practice that we just did now, that can help to clear the relationship blockages as well. That's a good teaching you receive. So you can work on that. That's wonderful. Okay, Teresa is reporting back. Thank you, Teresa. Dear Master Mirat, the flow from my finances asked me to connect daily. Ah, great. To see how to bring in financial abundance that is waiting. The soul is happy to serve, guide, and support me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How wonderful. So get daily guidance. Excellent. You can also ask, you know, your finances, you know, on where they want to be spent, but where not. What are the decisions you should be making if you're thinking, should I buy this? Should I not buy it? Is it a time for me to buy a new sofa? My mind may want it because the one I saw in the shop, the blue one, was so pretty. And really, the old one is kind of falling apart. But if the soul of the finances says no, then, you know, at least you know, and then you can make a conscious choice whether you follow your mind or the soul of your finances. It's always your choice. I'm not telling you what to do. I am simply giving you education and awareness of more options. That is great. I'm so happy for you, Teresa. Christian says, good morning, Master Mirva. All love and blessings to you. I'm so blessed to be and able to register for the Tao 5. I'm deeply blessed and I know it. Wonderful. This is a good topic, Christian. So the Tao retreats, when I was reading Rebecca's weather update, my mind went to think, I wonder what the weather is like in Sedona, Arizona. So the Tao retreats, you must take in order. You cannot decide that you will do Tao 5 if you haven't done them in numerological order. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Because it's progressive training, you must have done all 4 before you can attend Tao 5. You cannot jump to 3 and 4 if you haven't done 1 and 2. So 1 and 2, you have to start if you haven't taken those in the previous years. Okay? So it's progressive from 1 to 2 to 2 to 3 to 4, from 4 to 5. Okay? Wonderful. So happy to welcome you there in person. I will be there in Sedona, so I look forward to receiving you in person. Linnea, good morning. Thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled you're here as well. Love you, Kathleen. Love you, Marianne. Love you. So many kisses. Thank you, Irvin. Thank you. Okay, so all of those who have made a request for their finances on the blessing list, a blessing will now come. This will be a soul operation, so this is a high level blessing for you. So therefore, you must have made a request, and then I will ask you to share. For big blessings, you need to make that request in writing, and you need to share. Because the share is to serve, and you remember, service is the key for everything. In fact, Master Sha teaches in the Tao 1 book, don't ask, just serve, and heaven will bless you for that. That's selfless, unconditional service. Okay, all of those who have made a request, whose request is still coming through in the system, you can finish typing, it will be included. Close your eyes, prepare. Divine soul operation, start. Ha! Close the incision. How. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Master Shah. Countless bow downs. Big breath in. Move your shoulders back. Roll your shoulders. Move your body. Move your chest. Because the light will keep working, releasing and transforming blockages still way after the blessing. So I look forward to reading your shares. Oh, I'm just going to check. I can see that the screen has frozen a little bit. I don't know whether it's my screen or whether it's the actual stream. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened with my stream. My stream stopped just as I was talking to you. But it gave you some time to start writing your shares. If nothing else, my goodness, powerful how the connection gets interrupted. Wonderful. So I would recommend, because we have come to the end of our time today, but we still have tomorrow, I would recommend that you do what Teresa's flow with her soul of her finances suggested, which was to connect daily. Communicate daily with the soul of your finances. Ask them for guidance, what you need to do. Do daily forgiveness practice with your soul, all the souls who have been hurt or harmed. Forgive those who caused you suffering financially. And with the soul of your finances, the more you do forgiveness practice, more healing, more transformation will take place. Because the more you clear, whether it's financial karma, relationship karma, whatever karma it is, forgiveness practice is the self-healing practice for self-clearing karma. It is the key, it's the core, it's the essential practice. So I look forward to reading your shares. It seems that they're taking a little while to come through. We have come to the end of our time together today. I am so happy and honored to have been with you. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Love you, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.